So I thought it'd be fun if we all went around and said our name and a little something about ourselves. I'll start. My name is Rod, and I like to party. All right, Dave, you're up.
Hi, my name is Dave, and I like to party.
No, Dave, I just said that I party, so maybe do something different for me.
My name is Dave, and I am the stuntman.
You know what? Let's move on. Rico, you're up.
Hello, I'm Rico, and I like to party.
Yeah, Rico, what did I just say to Dave?
Who?
Dave.
I like to party, I'm Rod.
No, you're Kevin.
Right, Kevin. I party.
No, you don't. Okay, nobody parties but me.
Yes, and we party.
No.
Yeah, just Rod.
Yes.
And me.
No, I'm the only one who parties.
I'm pretty sure I've partied before.
No, Kevin, I know for a fact you don't party, okay? You do not party.
You're right. Dave's a party guy.
Sweet.
Oh my God, shut up, okay?
Rhyme.
And treason.
Episode 40, the anniversary edition. 2 years we've been doing this show.
And like 10 years in radio. Except for like a 6 year hiatus in between.
Yeah. Anyway. We did three shows today. It was pretty pretty extreme. We got DJ Martin. He's in the house. He's the man. And he's going to join in on this glorious occasion, the anniversary edition. I'm in SAC. DJ Gower, this is his third house since the first episode.
That's right.
In 2 years. Third house in 2 years. Just thinking about that.
Yeah.
And again, we did a bunch of episodes today, and it wasn't really a nightmare, but it was just that old feeling of, like, my brain hurts, I'm staring at a computer. This is way more technical than I even can do, pretty much.
So I hope you appreciate everything that we do for you, because
you better
we slave, we bleed for you, the listener.
And we pay $10 a month to Podbean.
Yeah. You guys are, like...
We're 40.
So lucky to have
episode
us.
40.
Yeah. 40 episodes, guys.
So we're over the hill next episode.
And what do we have to show for it, Grant?
Well, we got to party together, man. That's more than we ever.
Right.
I would have saw you like twice a year last year, probably.
Yeah, if that.
Yep. And I don't even live that far away from you.
Right.
So that's the main goal. That's the mission statement of the show, to drink your ass off.
And now it's become like a bonus feature, like... We went to go see NoFX the other time.
Oh, yeah. That was at the beginning. That's the last time I saw this guy.
And it was the last time we recorded episodes.
Yep. So
there you go.
We're busy as fuck. We work constantly. But we're here. We're drinking some Bushmills.
Yeah. Irish whiskey in the house.
Give us the exact details on the bottle we're drinking, Gower.
We're drinking the Green Label, which is a 10-year malt.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
good,
very nice.
Shit. Yeah. Living the good life. Midnight.
That's right.
We had to find all these songs for these random shows, but we did it. I'd like to give a shout out right now. Brothers Grimm, Deputy Dog, new podcast on Podbean.
And iTunes.
I used to be in a band with the guy. It's badass. Nonstop punk rock, shredding you.
It's all punk, the whole show. It's pretty solid. Even for someone like me who doesn't necessarily like to only listen to punk rock or even listen to it that often, it is a really good podcast, I do have to admit. Much better than ours.
Blithering Idiot, also incredible.
Anybody really could be better than our show.
Maybe. But I'll say this.
As long as they're willing to pay $10 a month.
I don't think many people are.
Hence why we're like in the top 50. So
exactly.
Sadly.
Tony. Am I reading that right? Anniversary song in the background.
It's our anniversary.
It is our anniversary. 2 years of shredding it.
That's damn right. And, you know,
we've had some horrible shows, but we've had some good ones.
We've learned a lot over the years. We've had like 40
shows, and we've had like 8 good ones.
What's even even more strange is that, like, certain shows, like the Working Man's Edition, and
that's in the top 8.
Top 8. That show has over 1,000 hits just on Podbean.
Because everyone works.
And every time I look at the news feed, it's like because people from China, like 17 times a day, listen to the Working Man's Edition.
Yeah, China.
So
we love China.
China loves our
China
show, but they only love that one episode. So they don't even know that we love
them
back.
But it's probably on some Chinese website or something.
It must be. I don't know.
Somehow.
Yeah, there's like 2 episodes that China listens
actually,
to.
Actually, it's probably not.
And that's it.
I'm actually all those Chinese listeners. I just spend my entire life pressing play over and over again to get the hits. So I
thank everyone for listening, but
no, I don't. So anyway,
statistics are weird.
They are.
Our show sucks.
We're inside.
Why do you listen to it? Send us your hate. Rhyme and Trees and Radio at Gmail.
We're gonna have a
find us on
crisis,
Facebook. Stalk
the next
us.
5 episodes.
That's right.
We're just going to go off the deep
end. We're having a crisis right now
the,
on this episode.
Destroy the R16 Zoom.
What are you referencing to?
I'm just smashing it against the
Our soundboard
right now. And just saying, it's over. We're done.
This is the last show ever. We're breaking up.
No, we're not. We're celebrating in 2 years.
Yeah.
You know. We've held it together. Somehow.
We made it through the Heartbreaker edition. So
Heartbreaker
you know.
Was difficult to make it through.
So was this talking segment, one of our longest.
It was because of this crappy ass song in the background.
And, you know, DJ Martin in the corner, afraid to use his proper King's English with us.
Yeah,
so,
he'd be
you know.
Shredding it. But instead, it's just
he doesn't want to offend anybody with his, you know, proper grammar.
So what do you think about doing this every, month?
Other week.
No,
well,
every
that's
month
when the shows
we,
come
yeah,
out.
Every
but
once a month we do all these shows. Like,
yeah, once a month, once every other
fuck?
Month. Seems to be having fun is the response
all
that
right,
we got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're having fun.
We
that's
are.
The whole point. So here it comes, more music, finally. We talked for, what was that, a half an hour? Jesus fucking Christ.
I don't know. Just listen to this show. It's right. called Rhyme.
And Reason.
Tell somebody about it.
Win with them. Can't do it. I want winners.
cause I'm hairball throwing, free throw blowing. No, look where I'm going, freestyle flowing. You're in my house, baby. Well, it's tip off time and I'm off the trip. Walking to the bench and I sit. Nickname Dick Bruce Face lying down. My name ain't Dick Bruce Face. Well, listen up, y'all. You know I'm not tall. My name was ever written on the bathroom wall. I'm gonna say what's up. I'm gonna fake the pump. Cause I'm a moving pick. I'm gonna shoot some brick. So I huff and puff. I said enough's enough. I'd rather watch a matter shot on the inside stuff. Say,
something very important I forgot to tell you.
What?
Don't cross the streams. Why? It would be bad.
I'm fuzzy on the whole good, bad thing. What do you mean bad?
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Right, that's bad. Okay. All right, important safety tip. Thanks, Egan.
You guys were not as good as Bad Religion. But you were pretty good back then.
Germans
and I have heard
of
SNMA a lot.
Germans
the other record was so good. The vocals are so bad. And how you say,
FX right there in the last set with
Insulted by Germans
again.
A little rarity right there. Before that, Jimmy Fallon.
I can't play basketball.
Yeah, badass shit.
And it's Rhyme and Treason Radio. You never know what to expect.
Oh, and a little bit of Slayer in your face right away because we don't give a fuck. It's our anniversary.
And we don't care.
2 years we've been putting out the show, shredding it.
If we cared, we probably would have stopped a long time ago because our show is shit. Right? If you disagree, send
that's
us
okay.
An email at rhymandtreasonradio@gmail.com. I've yet to receive like any real emails from other
later.
Than like five people. So
all you podcasts starting out, if you're listening to this, beware.
Yeah,
the
we're
weary road. DJ Gower is just, he's...
You can spend
he
hours...
He looks like he's been rode hard and put away wet right now. 2 long years of hell for him.
Spend hours getting your feed posted on
the... editing the shows for 2 years solid, pretty much.
Every single podcasting site that you could imagine.
Yeah, he's been posting...
Stitcher...
He posts on Facebook Mixcrate, like 20 times a day, you know.
Automatic.
He wants people to like him, but they don't. They hate
iTunes.
Him.
iTunes. And
I wonder why.
It's because we try.
Maybe it is.
So,
but like I said, we have like 8 epic episodes out of 40.
Well, you know.
I mean, what can you say there? I mean,
that's a failing grade.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, you know. It's like 1 for 4.
Anyway, what we got coming up next, though, we got some skills.
A little under 1 for 4.
We got some skills.
Maybe 1 for 5.
Especially at this point, using this, I don't even know what this program is. It was like made in 2004.
Well, sadly,
but
we have lots of technology.
Here comes Professor Booty, DJ Gower's pick, Beastie Boys, Rock the Fuck Out, Rhyme.
And another year of treason.
Hang out with those guys, man. I ain't got nothing to do with those dudes,
man. And I saw your female with them too. What's up with her? I've been hearing that she's been giving that stuff out to all them graffiti guys.
Well, shut the fuck up, Chico, man.
Who paint 3 of those murals for some of that ass?
Professor, what's another word for pirate treasure?
Well, I think it's booty. Booty. Booty.
Okay.
Oh.
So I don't match to my ass, cause I'm blowing up.
Blithering Idiot from the Blithering Idiot Show right here on Podbean.com. You're listening to the two craziest sons of bitches in podcast history, DJ Gower and DJ Matador of Rhyme and Treason Radio. Get you some.
That scared the shit out of me. You know, you guys might think that shit is fun, but when I hear yee-haw, shit go all up my neck. Because I know what comes next. Well, let's get a couple of black ones, have a little fun with them. Y'all remember y'all's ancestors used to hang us for kicks? Motherfucker on the weekend, hot, couldn't get no pussy. Was in jail, that was your ass. Just go down to jail and just get one of them, just straighten up. Sound like fun? Yeah. Nowadays, you think about that shit, you could get fucked up. Black guy,
what you thinking about?
Oh, nothing, just thinking. Me and my buddy just laying around. Won't kick us in the ass?
That was a black guy doing that one, you can tell. Don't ever do that at the rally, brother. You're gonna get fucked up. They all gonna never. I think there's an imposter here.
Thank you. dopest dope I've ever smoked. Hands down, dopest dope I've ever smoked.
Right, it's not here. Better than the Blue Oyster weed. It can't be. I can't handle better than
this. This is like if that Blue Oyster shit met that Afghan Kush I had, yeah, and they had a baby, and then meanwhile, that crazy Northern Light stuff I had, and the Super Red Espresso Snowflake met and had a baby, and by some miracle, those two babies met and fucked. This would be the shit that they birthed.
Wow.
Yes.
This is the product of baby fucking.
Smell it.
Okay.
Smell it. Enjoy. It's like God's vagina.
Oh.
What, do you want to bathe in it?
I want to live in here.
Yes, you want to be it?
Oh, my God. I just want to shove it up my nose and have that smell all day. That's amazing.
Shove it anywhere you like.
Beautiful. What's it called?
Pineapple Express.
Pineapple Express.
Yes, it's this thing like El Nino, this airflow that comes from Hawaii and Canada, and it gets the dirt, mixes it in with the weed in a very special way. It's actually very scientific. I won't go into it right now, but I am the only guy in the whole city that has it. Only 10 bones more per foot.
Okay. I'll take a quarter.
All right, you're on.
Thank you very much.
Let me get my scale.
Get it going. Grab the scale.
Two pipers, a time on the hands. Took gold and won the competition. First place, we earned the right. Two, three, four, three, until the next daylight. From the pub, we should have flow. It was packed to the rafters with backstabbing drones. And squads of blowing fascist pipers. Swimming around. As we ran, and my head hurts so bad, floating in pain. Give me one more chance, I won't do it again. So I took the shot of scotch straight to my brain. This is how the whole thing started. Just yesterday, just a drunk kicked out to the street for sucking back whiskey like cops on a teat. On and on, we found our way home to get some sleep, and it's already. Making worse the best of intent. Hoping my mother is not a busy man. Still drunk, staggered and spent. There was marching and piping in nests of vipers. Wailing like babies in dirty diapers. That is pretty shrill, assaulted our ears. By now there was nowhere to run. Now my head hurts so bad, I'm rolling in pain. Give me one more chance, I won't do it again. So I took a shot of scotch straight to my brain. How the whole thing started.
Here, the higher intelligence finally arrived and hot pursuit of the only cure known to man for our temporary illnesses. But instead of the whiskey cure, we found how. How in the worst kind? How in the mother decimals? 500 screaming, vipers screaming, struggling, struggling, feeling, feeling, struggling, struggling, feeling.
And my head hurts so bad.
Did you ever think that maybe there's more to life than being really, really, really ridiculously good looking?
Let's get the fuck in the air. Let's get the fuck in the air. Let's get the fuck in the air.
Don't test the captain's validity or his vulnerability. See the next and after the greatest stars in the sky. Now the chill up and the happiness of pity is imminent. The closer to a titan, say I'm walking your mind.
Like a drug sales photo on his boss and he let him.
Can we forgive a ship of fools for what they don't know? Better, I guess not. Man, I all feel pissed himself. Analyze this world.
we're most known for are football, the square, and Ole Miss.
They say football in the South is not a sport, it's a religion, and it's the exact same for Oxford, Mississippi.
Since 2003, we have not had a mascot on the field. So when the students came to us and said, we want a new mascot, we said, go for it.
We are in need of a new rebel leader. Admiral Akbar is the perfect mascot for Ole Miss.
Those who are not in the know, Admiral Akbar is a, I guess you would say, squid-like alien who leads the Rebel Alliance in Star Wars to victory.
The catfish-looking creature.
I want Admiral Akbar. That's what we want.
It wouldn't
do this town justice.
He's got lasers. Tell me a mascot that has lasers, dude.
Lucasfilms let us know Akbar won't be available because he's fighting evil forces in another galaxy.
Maybe it was just too perfect, but we'll get our team a pretty sweet mascot.
Rhyme and Treason Radio, episode number
40. We're here, second anniversary. We've been doing it for 2 years, giving you some badass shit. What you just heard, little ESPN Admiral Akbar commercial.
One of the greatest parody. ESPN adverts of all time.
A Wilhelm scream before that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Just all sorts of randomness.
Some real McKenzie's before that. Reading it.
This is Rhyme and Treason Radio. We got some groovy little jazz going on in the background. Cousin Mary.
Yeah. Got a lot of random ass music, that's for sure.
That's what we do. We try and expose you to every genre, every different type of music that we can come across that we think is good enough to share, and we do. So if you're in a band, know someone in a band that you think is good music, then send it our way. We'd be more than happy to give it a go, see if we could put it on the air.
rhymeandtreasonradio@gmail.com.
That is the home
also,
of all
we're
things.
Also on Podbean, Stitcher, iTunes, a bunch of other bullshit.
All sorts of self-promotion happening here. That's because that's what we do. We talk about ourselves because we are self-important. We are Rhyme and Treason.
Yeah. So what's up?
We're up. Our ratings are up.
It's 12/21.
We're
shredding it though.
We are the most listened to show that no one's ever heard.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you
no
that.
No one we know has ever heard it, but people have. Yeah. Supposedly.
It's true. I look at the stats. I know you're out there, Sweden, Russia.
The Swedes. Shredding.
France. Germany.
It. 2 long years of badassery.
Italy. Canada.
Giving it to you.
Brazil.
The tribute to us, really. Yeah. We're the
shit. Worldwide, actually.
We are the best.
Every continent in the world is listening to Rhyme and Treason Radio, except for Antarctica.
Even in Africa?
Yes.
Wow. Crazy.
Multiple states in Africa have listened to our show.
So this one goes out to Africa. It's coming up.
Countries. Sorry. Excuse me. I'm from the United States, so I'm used to saying it that way.
We don't know where other countries are. We just...
We don't know. Yeah. I don't... It changes so often. I mean...
But anyway,
always fighting, killing each other. It's pretty brutal.
Brothers Grimm, I'm giving it another shout out. Because, what the fuck? Running out of shit to talk about.
So,
it's been 2 years, dude. Like I said, DJ Gower's in his third house. But at this point, we're like experts at putting the show together. But we work constantly. We have limited time to get together. So,
we pretty much just three slap it together as fast
day,
as we can.
In one day was quite intense, I gotta say.
Yeah, and we're on the second show here. We're just about to wrap up the talking segments and bring you up into the final block of music. We're gonna lead it off with something very unique. Actually, I got this from my wife's sister, who lives in South Korea, and this is an underground hip hop artist by the name of Tablo, T-A-B-L-O, and really unique, interesting stuff. I like it a lot. I leave it up to you, the listeners, to decide what you think. Love it, hate it, let us know.
The memory of Kim Jong-il. Here we go.
No, South Korea, dude.
Oh.
Yeah.
Crap.
Yeah.
He did die, though.
He did. Yeah.
So.
All right. Anyhow, yeah, here's some Korean hip-hop from a dude who went to Stanford. Check it out. Tablo. Rhyme.
And Tablo? I guess we're closing out the show, too, right?
Well, yeah. Thanks. No, there's more songs after that. Don't get me wrong. So,
thanks for listening. Here we go.
There's actually a special hidden talking segment, too. So, check it out. A little Always Sunny action in there.
In your face.
Rhyme.
I need more whiskey.
Ta-ta.
Delicious crispy smell after the race. It's not your tailpipe. It's a little bit of shake
and then wait.
Churchanam bingo, chungi bengi, hogan yum peter chico, kumer yang at bodo ya hai jagan sone copy yang damicha. Kuma pta, kuma barista, little yon shigasama puna hey, but I need caffeine, also shot chuga hey, aksunane, sunangena, es hobin and gomori, hansarame gananigo, hansarame luxury, chomoli, nega shinko, winne shimber, mandesaram dirin ama do, chiga member, nemo rikamsa june that the town, majoyo shichu chonan kudomi, kazi kan piwa pyodomi nega, iso boigi wieso, omnen jai numer ko wiji tuyeso, 다들 모르는 게 약이라고 해. 의식이 병이 돼버린 세상이라 그래. 출처 아서 아름다움이 어둠 차에 누가 감에 속이 돋았다면 아름다움이지. 의식이 병이 돼버린 세상이라 그래. Tell me 출처 아서 아름다움이 누가 감에 속았다면 아름다움이지. Represent where you're from. 어느새 성수가 돼버린 석유와 에너지 출처가 욕심인 전투와 케미스트리 Blood Diary보다 빛나는 문제 하지만 기름값보단 귀찮은 문제 내 차가 죽은 길을 달리기에 걸음이여 가는 나를 위해 누군 전쟁터를 이어 출처는 fail 뒤따른 시스템에 땅을 파고 세워진 깃발은 비스듬해 But I need technology 어서 공장 하나만 더 세워줘 please 내게 뿌리가 나무가 숲이 썩 어떤 말든 가지에 사과만 맺히면 성스런 가든 내가 앞서가기 위해서 한 걸음씩 만들어지는 벼랑이 돼 있어 다른 시간이 약이라고 해 현재가 병이 돼버린 세상이라 그래 출처 아름다움이 추악함에 속았다면 아름다움이지 Tell me 출처 아름다움이 변하기 때문에 불편한 사람들 thank you and I'm sorry 나 숨쉬기 때문에 숨죽인 사람들 thank you and I'm sorry 나
서 있기 때문에 무너진 사람들 thank you 이 모든 세상에 출처인 사람들 thank you
출처 아름다움 추악하면서 소원당해
And this won't be so bored if you just keep kicking. Listen to the mix and think you'll sink into the rhyme like quicksand. Holds and controls you till I leave. You fall deeper in the style. It's hard to breathe. The only time I stop is when somebody drop and then bring them to the front. Cause my rhyme's the oxygen. Then wave your hand when you're ready. I'll send you into your favorite dance. But let the rhyme continue and so on. And I'ma go on simultaneously even if I stop. The rhyme remains to be rising to the top, and I came to drop it, catch it and quiz it. It's my topic, universal, cause I move everybody to come by exercising your mind. The coincide is one, then look around and see how packed the party start to get. I draw a crowd like an architect, the five bowls react, and all the islands attract, and every state can't wait. So they attack, open spot on the floor, squeeze in cause it's packed. It'll be more room if MCs play the back. I'm the R, the A to the K I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? The microphone fiend, if I was a fake, whoever said it's just bugging off the rhymes I make. I had to bite in your tongue from what I brung and recite. Sung it on stage, some said it don't sound like the voice on the record. I see what you mean, because the system was whack, so I had to scream. So just give me your mic, if it's loud, I'll blow it. If not, into the crowd, I'll throw it. Pull out McCullough's mic to entertain you well. Before I let go, I'ma spark your brain cell. I took time to write, tonight I will recite. So poetically inclined when the mic is held tight. Rhymes start flowing, kisses are blowing. MCs are knowing, that's why they're going. Home to tell a friend when the party ends. Yo man, you know Rakim, that brother struck again. Cause mic by mic and stage by stage. Tape by tape and page by page. When the crowd is moving, I compete with the mix. The rougher the cuts, the rougher the rhyme gets. Deeper and deeper.
I'm not being on your fucking show, you motherfuckers. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to you. You guys can suck it. You guys are mean. You're hurtful. I don't like you. I don't like your show. Revan Truesden can suck it. You guys are asswipes. Peace out, motherfucker. You're not recording this because you guys are stupid. Revan Truesden can suck it. And all y'all that are listening to this bullshit, I apologize. You could do better.
Yeah.
All right.
Give me a scratch, turn my mic up a little. I want you to hear this perfectly clear. Catch what I'm saying, you get the idea. I hope your knowledge the beginning, cause I'm finished this song. The rhyme gets rougher as the rhyme flows on.
This is crack, rock cocaine. It isn't glamorous or cool or kid stuff. It's the most addictive kind of cocaine, and it can kill you. What's really bad is nobody knows how much it takes. So every time you use it, you risk dying. It isn't worth it. Look, everybody wants to be cool, but doing it with crack isn't just wrong. Could be dead wrong.
You know that I'm able to battle like a woman.
Okay, Dennis and D. Reynolds here, podcast number 4. Mm-hmm. We want to talk about terrorism today.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll tell you what, you guys. Dennis and I don't care for it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that there's anybody who does care for it besides the people.
Yeah, there's people that blow themselves up all day long.
And
they love it. Yeah, they love it.
So the terrorists themselves, they're the ones that seem to care about terrorism. Mm-hmm. Us folks that are being terrorized, we don't care for it.
No, no.
Nor do the other folks out there that are being terrorized.
Yeah. Here's the problem with terrorism and the way that we report on it. You watch the news, mm-hmm. and, you know, it talks all about... what's going on and what would be the worst possible thing that could happen. And
right, they're running through all the doomsday scenarios.
Yeah, yeah,
what would be what's going to be the next big terrorist attack on our soil?
Yeah, and I feel like they're giving these guys ideas.
I totally agree. I've gotten a lot of great ideas from it, you know, just in terms of stuff that we do around the bar.
I'm not saying that I am a terrorist, but what I'm saying is if I was,
right.
I feel like I would have a much bigger arsenal from watching the news.
I would say at least 2 or 3 different doomsday scenarios, mm-hmm. and turned them into some sort of money-making scheme for us and the gang.
Exactly. The difference being, we've not blown up any children, mm-hmm. any little brown children.
We've blown things up, but we...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But no pregnant ladies.
Right, absolutely. I mean, yeah, I mean, the good news is that nothing that we've really tried thus far has really been that successful.
Mm-mm. No, but, you know, we haven't dedicated our lives to it.
Right.
These people are dedicating their lives to it. They could perfect it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Manamana. 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 Manamana.
Treason.
And remember, we care.